Now, back home, a 46-year-old man has been ordered to leave his mother's home after she took legal action, claiming she was, quote, under siege from him and his wife. To tell us more, our reporter Diane Connor was in court. Diane, what can you tell us? What's the background to this case?
Yes, Richard. Well, Patrick Joseph Fitzpatrick is the son of Elizabeth Stanley's first husband, Francis Fitzpatrick, and he died intestate in 1970. She remarried in 1976 to Jim Stanley. Now, Elizabeth Stanley's barrister, Peter Bland, said that her son, Patrick, broke into the property in Rahandrick Ballacullagh in Portlaoise last Saturday with his wife and two children, aged almost 4 and 3 months old. Mr and Mrs Stanley were away at the time. The High Court heard that there was an unhappy history between mother and son, and he changed the locks to the door of the property while there. He said, Mr. Bland said that Mrs. Stanley felt the situation was intolerable in the house over the past few days, and she felt that she was under siege from her son. Now, Peter Bland said Mrs. Stanley and her husband are both in their 70s and they left the house yesterday over concerns about how her son would react when he heard about the legal action she was taking. Her legal team went to the High Court yesterday looking for a temporary order to get her son out of the house. Now, while Mrs. Stanley stayed with relatives last night, a son from her second marriage remained in the house, and yesterday's application was an ex parte application, meaning only one side was represented in court and her son wasn't there, so he had his chance today.
And what was the son's argument? What was his justification?
Well, he was actually representing himself today, and he asked for the proceedings to be adjourned, saying he had only gotten the court papers at 6:30 last night and his solicitor is away on holiday. Now, he said that he is no threat to anyone and has been going in and out of this house his whole life. He said it was his home. He said he moved in at the weekend to assert his rights after being locked out of the house for the past 2.5 years. Now, after being questioned by the judge about his own personal family circumstances, he admitted that he does have a home in Swords in Dublin, and his daughter is expected in preschool in Beaumont in Dublin on Monday, and his wife is a nurse in Beaumont, so very much his roots in Dublin.
What did the judge order?
Yeah, well, the judge was Mr. Justice Colin McCaughey, and he said that Mr. Fitzpatrick moved into the house in Laois in an aggressive and high-handed manner, and he said he was an uninvited family member, and it was clear not only that did he have a family home in Swords, but it was available for him to stay in tonight. So he granted the interim injunction ordering Mr. Fitzpatrick to leave his mother's home by 7 p.m. this evening, and he must leave the keys behind him. Now, this particular case returns to court in October, but there is a related case over the land and property registration, which is also going before the Circuit Court and returns there at the end of October.
Diane, thanks for that. Diane Connor there from the courts.